You watching the Masters?
Not at this very moment.
You know what? I think you could win the Masters better if you didn't use a normal golf ball.
What would you use instead?
A Masters ball. Like in Pokemon.
I get it.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for April 10th, 2014. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother AJ.
Hello.
How goes it?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
How goes it?
Goes?
What do you want to know? I don't know why I just repeated myself instead of answering your question. Alright, I'm fine. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
That's like our dad. Our dad will ask us, in a span of 10 minutes, in his attempt to converse with us, he'll ask us how we are like 20 times.
No, he doesn't. That's sad. He asks what's new.
Well, it's the same thing. What's new? What's new? I'm like, I'm doing nothing. All right. So, what's new?
Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
And pre-sequels?
Yeah.
And Last of Us, which isn't new, but is new.
Newishes. That's
Infinity
like
Infinity updates.
Why didn't people use that before? So, like, it's like instead of delicious, it's newishes.
You just invented a word.
I did.
Congrats.
That's the name of this episode, newishes, because it's new and delicious. All right, let's talk. Because we'll do that. And we'll talk a little bit about some games we've been playing. I got into the Heroes of the Swarm, or Storm.
Storm, yes. Heart of the Swarm, Heroes of the Storm. It's
yeah,
all HOTS.
It's confusing. So I've been at beta, or alpha, I guess. Alright, so, but let's talk about Smash Brothers. I like Smash Brothers.
You're gonna say Pokemon, which I can't fault you for.
There was a lot of Pokemon.
Play this as a Pokemon fighting game at this point.
Right. So like the big things, a couple characters announced as returning, including like Yoshi, and like a lot of the characters that used to be transforming characters, like Sheik, like Zelda to Sheik, and Sheik to Zelda, and Samus to Zelda to Samus, are now separate characters,
which is cool.
I like that a lot because I always played. I used to like playing as Sheik, but I would never beat Zelda, so I would that down B move, like one of your four special moves, just a waste. But now, you know, they have moves for that, so that's awesome. I think. Charizard is his own character now. I don't know if Ivysaur and Squirtle are coming back, but Charizard is his own character. And the new character announced was
Greninja.
Yeah, he's the final evolution of the newest Water Starter. Probably the coolest of the final evolutions of the new Pokemon.
Yeah, he was my Pokemon in Pokemon X.
Well, it's cool because he's fighting water, which is an interesting type combination.
Mm-hmm.
And the reveal trailer was cool, and he looks like a pretty cool fighter.
Right.
But a lot of stuff that has me most excited is kind of like some of their... For like the first time ever in the series, they're doing a little catering to people who are a bit more competitive players.
To hardcores?
Yeah, well, I take some exception to this because they like make a distinction as people who like to play for fun and people who like to play competitively. We still play it for
glory.
Yeah, right. But I mean, we still play it for fun. You know, I hear there's some people, Chris, like, oh man, yeah, we can't have items on because that... Because, you know, heaven forbid we have fun. I'm like, that's just not fun to me. You know, beating a game then having somebody grab a heart and have their life just restored because they were by a box that dropped it out of nowhere. Or trying to beat somebody up and then a laser from God comes in the middle of a stage and destroys me. That's just not, you know, I'm better off without that stuff. And I was really happy with PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale when they got rid of stage hazards and stuff like that. But this game's... Take things a step further. Like, every level is going to have something called a final destination mode. A final destination is the level that a lot of competitive players like because it's just a flat surface, basically.
So there's no stage hazards. There's no walking off the edge or anything. It's just a floating platform.
So there's no so in every level has a final destination mode. So like every level, you can get like the aesthetic of that level, but it'll be like one long platform. And then with the multiplayer options, there's like the normal mode, and then there's the four glory mode where you only play no items and on final destination mode. So that's cool. I think they could have like, you know, we don't mind platforms. We you know, You could throw a couple platforms in there too. We're fine right. with that, but still, it's awesome.
It's cool. Just yeah, like you said, it's kind of their first real concession to that,
mm-hmm.
which is nice.
Yeah, for
it's
sure. Just,
it's good to it gives you a good confidence for how they're handling online this time.
Yeah, right. You do hope that. I mean, the netcode's going to have a lot to do with it, really, still.
Right.
And if there's not quite like a ranking, but there's some sort of like. They kept saying there's no ranking, but then there's like a ranking of some sort that determines like the skill level you play other players against. So, I mean, yeah, if that works out, that'll be awesome. I mean, I'll freaking love that. I love Smash Brothers.
So, what do you think of the announcement that the 3DS version is coming first in the summer? Then the Wii U version later in the winter.
It surprised me twofold, because one, I assumed they were both going to come out at the same time, and I assumed they would both be coming out in winter. Right. But I think it's pretty cool that we're getting this 3DS version a lot sooner than I thought, and I think it makes a lot more sense, because...
Yeah, they won't cannibalize each other.
Yeah, because exactly, if you release both of them, then people are going to be like, well, I want both eventually, but maybe I'll just get the one now or the other, so it's good.
I think it's a good way, too. Like, if it comes to 3DS first, and people like the game... That might drive people to get a Wii U to get the full version when it comes out.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting because the 3DS version is almost certainly going to sell better just from mathematically the install base,
right,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. I mean, Smash Bros. Is basically the Wii U's best shot of an exclusive that'll sell systems because everybody likes Smash Brothers.
Right.
So a couple other things, that 3DS version has its like own multiplayer mode where it's like everybody starts off in a giant dungeon where they can like get power-ups, like little power-ups here and there, and then at the end of that they fight each other with the power-ups they got. That's kind of neat. We got like a little sampling of like some of the music. There's that metal version of the goddess theme from Skyward Sword, which sounded awesome. Saw a lot of the stages. The stages all look pretty cool. I think it's neat that there's a lot of stages that are just exclusive to 3DS and exclusive to the Wii U.
What do you think of stages having a boss?
Well, it's almost more like... it's like a stage hazard. They'll, like, show up at one point and do their thing. Again, not something I'm normally a fan of, but you can kind of not have that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Like, the big example is the Yellow Devil from Mega Man showing up. It's kind of cool that it's like the Mega Man boss fight, but, you know, that's just not the kind of thing I like in a fighting game.
Right.
I guess it is, you know, it is always that difference, like, people who play, you know, and some people are like, well, why should these people be catered to that, you know, want to play like this? Because we're typically the people who are still playing Smash Brothers long after everyone else, you know,
right.
A few months. They're like, oh, Smash Brothers was fun, what's out now? You know, we're playing Smash Brothers all the time. I mean, just like a week ago, me and my friends were playing Smash Brothers for like 5 hours a day, because we love Smash Brothers that much. Okay, but, so yeah, I'm very excited, and I think that Nintendo Direct was worth it. I do wonder how many more new character announcements we're going to get, and there's still a couple. I want to see Krom from the new Fire Emblem.
Yeah, we're still missing Jigglypuff.
Yeah, well, there's a couple returning that you assume will be there, but who knows? Maybe one more third-party one, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited so far. All right, what else?
So, Borderlands, the pre-sequel, will be coming later this year.
So this is kind of... go ahead.
I was gonna say it's like another Borderlands game done by 2K Australia, not Gearbox. It's set between the events of Borderlands 1 and 2. It takes place mostly on the moon, and it is a last gen game, so 360, PS3, and PC.
We like Borderlands, obviously.
Yeah, everyone likes Borderlands.
But this it kind of reeks of that whole like Arkham Origins kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's just like more of the same. You're just kind of marking time till the next one.
I mean, they're even kind of mocking that in the name, the precinct, you know?
Yeah.
It's very obvious, like, hey, we're just taking that formula and doing another one real quick before we make, like, a real next one. I mean, even the whole last-gen thing. So, you know.
Even that, like, I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing that keeps me from buying it. Like, yeah, there's the PC version. Like, it kind of becomes, for me, something I might get on a Steam sale. But, like, I don't understand why you can't just, like, take the PC version, which I assume is going to have higher res textures and all that goodness, and just put it out on the Xbox One and PS4 for people who just want to be able to play on that platform.
What do you think about Claptrap being playable?
That's fine.
It seems a little gimmicky to me.
A little bit, but whatever. It's a gimmicky game.
And it might be, like, it might have that kind of problem I have with Cranky Kong and Donkey Kong Country, where, like, that character's not...
kind of neutered?
Yeah, because he... You know, the whole point of Claptrap is he says funny things when you talk to him. And now he'll, like, you know, like, the Vault Hunters say things sometimes while you're playing, but not much. So, and I don't know. It's kind of a weird choice, I feel like. I don't know if that's a good idea. I guess we'll see. Yeah. Kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, their justification for doing it last gen is they claim, like, you know, Borderlands 2 sold more copies than there are next-gen systems in the channel. So, and, you know, we know that all those people have last-gen systems. Like, yeah, I have a 360, I have a PS3. I haven't really turned them on since November, and I really don't want to if I don't
have to. Yeah, you know, that's kind of a weird... I wanted to talk to you about that a little bit. It's kind of weird because, you know, when the Xbox 360 came out, I remember still going back to the PlayStation 2 especially a lot. Because I remember, you know, even after that, we had, like, Kingdom Hearts 2 came out, Persona 4 came out, you had Final Fantasy 12. There's a lot of high-profile games on PlayStation 2
next-gen. And there's still games like that for PS3 and 360. Kind of. Look at Dark Souls. Look at,
Dark Souls. Oh, Dark Souls 2.
Right.
Yeah. But we'll
get the Kingdom Hearts 2 remix or whatever.
But you're kind of right, though. I don't like going back as much as... It bothers me more.
Even then, I didn't like it, but I didn't have a choice. Here, between the fact that, yeah, there is a PC version, and B, this isn't like a game I'm salivating to play. I don't need like a derivative, another Borderlands. I want like the next evolution of Borderlands. Even the jump between 1 and 2 wasn't that great. It was refined, but it wasn't like groundbreaking or anything.
Well, no, but I don't know if it needed to be.
No,
you can get away with the formula so many times. Yeah, no, I agree. There is something kind of about this. Like, okay, I guess. But you're right. It's like something I wouldn't mind playing. It's not something I think I'm going to want to pay $60 for new.
Right. It's going to feel like an expansion pack in a way, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what that's like. All right, so what else?
After rampant speculation, The Last of Us Remastered is confirmed for the PS4.
Yeah, worst secret ever.
Yeah. Coming this summer, pretty much what we all expected. It'll have all the DLC. It'll have, like, commentaries and things like that. It is going to have, you know, redone textures, higher polycount models. They're targeting 60 frames per second. They haven't committed to that one yet.
Should be. And it's being done internally at Naughty Dog.
Yeah, which was a surprise. A lot of, like, we were talking the other day, like, we wondered who would be handling this. It would be, like, the guys who did Golden Abyss or something like that. But, yeah, right. It's them. They said they started it pretty much right after the PS3 version finished.
Cool. We don't have, like, video to see how it looks or anything yet, right?
No, there is a trailer, but someone told me the trailer has a spoiler, so I avoided it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you haven't even freaking played Last of Us, barely.
I played some of it.
So here's your chance. Where were you? Where'd you get?
I'm finding the pieces for the car.
Oh, my God. You didn't even get the Pittsburgh.
Nah, I know.
Jeez, yeah. Yeah, you're into it. All right. So that's good, though. I mean, why not? It would be pretty. I'm not going to play it again. I don't feel the need to double dip that quite yet, but
right.
It would be nice to see what it looks like.
Yep. And the final thing I want to talk about real quick, too, is they've announced, it's vague, but, like, we don't know the details, but in some capacity, Marvel characters are coming to Disney Infinity.
Yeah. That's nice. You know, although it's kind of weird in a way to me, because it still seems like there are an awful lot of Disney characters they could add to that game that they just, you know, they've been kind of slower to add pieces to this than I thought they would be.
Yeah, I agree. Well, like, everything that's been released to this point, as far as I know, was on the disc.
Okay, right, because you, like, can, like, put them all together in that Hall of Heroes thing.
Right. So, you know, like, Rapunzel and Elsa and Anna, like, they were on the disc from the get-go. Like, you just had to buy the figurines for it. So I don't know if this is going to be, like, a new release or if it's the thing you have to buy and download or what it is. But, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people were kind of saying with Captain America the Winter Soldier out and doing really well, where's the Captain America Winter Soldier game?
You know, that's kind of always funny to me that when they do make the tie-in game, everyone complains about how bad it is and lazy it is and whatever. And then when there isn't one, everyone's like, well, that's dumb. They should have made one so they can make money. It's like people love to be like a critic when the game's out, when it's, you know, like a quality critic when the game is out. And when it's not out, they like to be a financial critic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like they want it both ways. But, yeah, weird. I mean, I don't know. There weren't any Batman games for the last two Dark Knight movies.
No, they
there wasn't an Iron Man 3 game.
Thing there.
I think that whole thing's kind of there wasn't a Thor game. I think that thing's kind of dumb. And I mean, I meant to say done, but yeah, it is dumb. Yeah, I think that Superman game was kind of the last straw. The remember for Superman Returns way back when?
Oh yeah,
that game came out like a year after or 6 months after the movie came out and was terrible.
Yep.
People were kind of done with that model.
The smart thing to do there is to like, so what I think like Marvel / Disney should be doing. I mean, yeah, they'll have their Disney Infinity stuff. That's fine. But like, now that they've created this like universe, the games can be their own stories inside that universe. And that could actually be like a good playground for a game to take place. Like, you don't have to tie yourself to a movie. You could release it whenever you want. You can tie in all the characters you want and just make whatever.
But I'm confused. So is it going to be Disney Infinity 2?
That it's not really clear. Hopefully it'll just be like some kind of free download and then just you have to buy the figures to actually access any of it. But, you know, we'll find out. I like Marvel.
I do. I surprisingly have like barely touched Disney Infinity.
Yeah, I was really high on it when it first came out, but then like, I don't know, like other stuff came out, I guess.
You know, that's the problem. I don't know. Both of these things, they seem like platforms to play a bunch of like decent games. I don't know. It's like the concept is cool, but like the actual games themselves are like, I could be playing something else.
The Incredibles one was actually really fun. So like that gives me hope for the Marvel stuff, but will it be just kind of more the same then?
Yeah, but it's like, was it more fun than playing like the Lego Marvel game? No.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like everything they have is like a better option.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you want to do now?
Let's look at the community. Jay Loretta had like a big long post about his thoughts on the Fire TV that it's not worth rehashing on the show.
Well,
but it's worth checking out.
Yeah, he said he didn't think it was gonna, because we were very down on it. He's kind of defending it.
No, one of the things he talked about was it being like a kind of cool way to Trojan horse gaming to people. I said, yeah, but you still have to get them to go buy a $40 controller, which I don't see happening.
Right, right.
But Alex Connolly talked about Halo Spartan Assault's release on Steam, and he wonders if this is like Microsoft bringing Halo back to the PC platform.
I mean, they've been releasing this thing on everything, so I wouldn't read too much into it.
Yeah, I think it's just they had it as a Windows 8 app, and they're like, well, let's sell more.
I mean, no one really likes this thing, right?
Yeah, it's okay. I got it for Xbox One when it was like on sale. It's like a fun little thing to do, but it's nothing serious. There's a weird bug that I still don't think's been fixed too, where like you get out of a turret and your gun's just stuck shooting until you like jump or something.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, but you know they've been pushing more to PC. They have like their Age of Mythology Extended Edition coming, and they have Age of Empires 2 HD. So I don't know what this means for them. Like they talked about wanting to do more with PC gaming again.
Yeah,
you you seem down on the whole Age of Mythology thing we were talking about the other day.
I didn't realize people really care that much about that one. I thought maybe it's just me remembering things wrong, but I remember everyone being like, I wish they just made Age of Empires 3, which they eventually did, and no one really liked that very much either.
I think people like both of them fine. They just never hit the kind of zeitgeist that 2 did.
I guess that's all it is. That's a weird word. What's that actually mean, zeitgeist?
Excited fervor.
Interesting. That's German, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, then.
Yes. Alright, so, what you been playing this week?
Not much.
Good. You got into the Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, but, like, I literally just played the tutorial, and I know I, like, said I was going to talk about this beginning show, but it's probably something I should play more before I really say much about it. I mean, it's a MOBA. It's like a simpler MOBA so far, which is kind of nice.
Right.
It's like a more arcadey MOBA.
Yeah, I like that because people are like, "Oh, it's like MOBA for babies." It's like, "Oh, go play your other two games.
Yeah.
Let me have this one."
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's like how Blaze Blue and Smash Bros are both fighting games, but you know.
That's funny.
Like there's still like.
There's Smash Brothers players who will kick my ass. So.
Right, there's still strategy and like a curve. It's just like different, you know. It's more.
The big thing I'm super curious to try out in this game for myself is the whole leveling up as a team. I think that's really.
I think
smart.
That's like the one, because like a lot of it's like, okay, this is kind of like Guardians of the Middle Earth, because that didn't have like a store or gold either. And yeah. That's like, but like the whole team leveling thing is like kind of a new, interesting idea. So yeah, I want to delve into it more. But besides that, I mean, you know, me lately been playing freaking Hearthstone and more Yeez on the Vita.
Oh, you know what I did play? I got into the closed beta for EverQuest Landmark.
I was in that in like
you were
it was
in
the barely.
Alpha.
Oh, is it a beta? It was like it wasn't even working when I was in it.
Yeah. Well. Apparently, like, the closed beta just started when I got in, because I know you talked about, like, finding a plot to claim for your own being really difficult.
Yeah.
Because it was just all kind of taken. But, like, this was, like, literally virgin land. It was, like, the Oklahoma land rush. I was like, oh, sweet, I'm going to get some land. But then, like, I found out what goes into, like, getting to that point, and you have to do the most boring, monotonous shit. I played for an hour just collecting stuff, and I was like, why am I doing this? I'm not having fun. I'm going to go back to playing Elder Scrolls Online, because this is kind of dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Like, at first it was cool, because I'm like, before, like, when I was just kind of getting my bearings, I was like, okay, let's see how this, like, terrain deformation works. So I, like, kept, digging into the ground, and I dug out this little underground cave, and then dug out a separate exit. I'm like, okay, that's, like, fun. So what's, like, the game? I'm like, okay, I got to find, like, iron and wood and stuff so I could build something. Wow, this is taking a long time. Like, you need, like, to make, like, an iron, like, ingot, you need, like, 1,000 pieces of iron.
That's
why is this so much?
It's kind of like the thing I didn't like about Minecraft 2. I don't like the whole crafting aspect. I don't like the constant turnover.
No, the crafting's fun. It's the mining that's not very fun. It's just clicking over and over.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it'll have an audience, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm
not.
Sure it will, but, yeah, plus it didn't run that great on my computer.
Oh, yeah. I guess I want to try it again, see what it's about.
Yeah,
now.
I wasn't having it.
Okay. All right, you want to hear the releases?
Sure.
So this is, like, starting from on Monday. So Titanfall on 360, Wolf Among Us Episode 3. Are you still playing these?
I'm going to wait till they're all out. Same with Walking Dead.
Okay. Kinect Sports Rivals for Xbox One, which, again...
Everyone likes the face scanning thing.
Yeah. So, Lego the Hobbit came out for 3DS, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Vita, basically everything else except Wii U. this thing is weird because, you know, the last Hobbit movie's not out yet.
That's going to be released as DLC.
Right, but still, it's like, why not just wait? I don't know. It's kind of weird. So, I mean,
because
you know,
they're leaving money on the table, Mike.
Yeah, so people, you know how people are. They're like, yeah, it's a Lego game. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
This can't be right. This thing says that Sonic Unleashed just got released for the PlayStation 3 today.
Oh, man.
God. That was a stupid game. So, what is this RBI Baseball? Is this coming out on 360, PlayStation 3?
It
looks like an arcade
thing.
So, it's
like... Yeah, it's very arcade. Like, Major League Baseball developed this themselves. Like, they hired a studio to make it. But yeah, it's just like, it's not like meant to compete with the show or anything like that.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. I know.
And yeah, so that's basically it. All right. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Explain Barrel podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And be sure to go to iTunes Music Store and leave us a review. Go to our Google Plus community and join our conversations or start new ones there. We'll see you next week right here on the Explain Barrel podcast.
Bye.